Hi, this is Relate to the Bible podcast with Deborah Styling, a podcast that helps listeners realize the Bible is still relevant in the 21st century. Hi, this latest episode is called 12 Stones to Remind Them of Crossing Over the Jordan on Dry Ground. It's from Joshua chapter 4, verses 1 through 24. You can also find this at Books of the Bible in smaller chunks at https://Bible in smaller chunks, BibleInSmallerChunks.blogspot.com. The Lord had it on my heart to write this for people in our busy world. But in doing this, I'm ever mindful of Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 through 19, not to add to or take away from anything written in the Bible. So I have to be very careful about this. And the answer the Lord had on my heart was that I'm not supposed to change the meaning of the message of any of the passages in the Bible. Although he helps me enhance understanding that meaning, but not to change the meaning. So some of the ways he does that is sometimes I'll combine and compress similar words. Sometimes in order to add clarity or more current terms, I'll put them within brackets. And if they're minor, like in the last episode, it said host, but talking about the army, instead of putting host, I put within brackets army. And I normally don't tell about it, but I did because I was using it as an example of how I use more current terms. So I got to look at it. Anyway, the thing is, so I don't really mention those because they would throw off the continuity of it. But when there are things like who's speaking and who's being spoken to, sometimes I'll put them within brackets, but I won't always tell you. I won't always tell you, oh, I put it within brackets. I'll just say it, because quite often it will say, he was speaking to him, and it's kind of tricky to know who the he is and who the him is and who was being spoken to. So at times, if I think it's problematic, I'll put it in there. But not always. It just depends on if I anticipate it being difficult for the listener to understand. Anyway, but sometimes there are things that give deeper background information. Sometimes it's a Bible verse or two, or sometimes I've briefly paraphrased something that's happened in a previous book of the Bible or chapter of the Bible that relates to what the passage is talking about, and not knowing that kind of keeps the listener or viewer from having total understanding of what's being said. So those I'll put within brackets, but because I want you to know that's been added to potentially add to the clarity for some, that it, I put it in a different color text on the blog site, but because you can't see the different color text, I'll say within brackets it says, just so you know that's been added for potential clarity or more understanding of the passage, but not to change the meaning of the passage. Also, the Lord had it on my heart not to include repetitive text unless the repetitive text is done for emphasis or it's done to give new meaning. If it isn't and it's just repetitive nature over and over and over and over and over within that particular chapter, part of that repetitive portion I might not include, which ends up changing the verse numbering. So in order to have continuity through all these podcasts, I do as I did today. This is over Joshua, which is the book of the Bible, chapter 4, which chapter obviously, and it covers verses 1 through 24, so that you know the vast majority of the pertinent information from this chapter that the Lord had on my heart to include will be within this. Not that I know what to do, but poor God does, fortunately. This is also done primarily with a King James Version Bible and lots and lots and lots of prayers. And then at times, BibleGateway.com, BibleHub.com, NIV Bible, Webster Dictionary, and other internet resources as necessary are utilized. And let's see, if I get to a point where it has a red asterisk, I'll say, it's foretelling of a future event. And sometimes I can briefly summarize what that is. Sometimes I can't. Jesus' words will be in red when I get to anything referring to when Jesus has spoken. And if so, I will tell you since you can't see colors. The other thing is the Lord had it on my heart to put this in a table format, which doesn't affect you on the podcast because it's just as I am reading it. But the thing is hopefully for those that get on the blog site, you find that it's beneficial. Okay, 12 stones to remember them, to remind them of crossing over the Jordan on dry ground. Sorry about my mistake. Joshua 4, verses 1 through 24. It happened when all the Israelites were completely over the Jordan River. The Lord spoke to Joshua, saying, take 12 men, one out of each of the 12 tribes, command them, saying, each of you take a stone out of the midst, the stones of rock, of the Jordan, in the place where the priest's feet stood firm. You shall carry the 12 stones over with you and leave them in a place where you lodge tonight. Then Joshua called the 12 men he had chosen from the 12 tribes of the children, which is the people of Israel. Joshua said to them, cross over in front of the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of the Jordan River, and each of you from the 12 tribes take a stone upon his shoulder. So this may be a sign among you. So when your children ask their father sometime in the future, saying, what do these stones mean? Then you shall answer them that the waters of the Jordan River were cut off before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord when it passed over the Jordan River, and these stones shall be for a memorial to the children of Israel forever. And the children, which is the people of Israel, did as Joshua commanded. They picked up the 12 stones, one for each of the 12 tribes of Israel, out in the midst of the Jordan, like the Lord said to Joshua. They carried them over with them to the place where they lodged and laid them down there. Joshua also put another pile of 12 stones in the midst of the Jordan River, in the place where the feet of the priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant stood. And they are still there to this day, for the priests who carried the ark and stood in the middle of the Jordan River. The Lord commanded Joshua to speak to the Israelites according to all Moses commanded Joshua. So the people hurried and passed over. It happened that when all the people had totally crossed over, the ark of the Lord and the priests crossed over in the presence of the people. The children, which is the people of Reuben, Gad, and half the tribe of Manasseh, crossed over armed before the children, which is the people of Israel, like Moses had said to them. About 40,000 prepared for war crossed over to the plains of Jericho for battle before the Lord. On that day, the Lord magnified Joshua to make him a great leader in the sight of all Israel. They feared, means respected him like they feared respected Moses all the days of his life. The Lord spoke to Joshua, saying, command the priests who carry the Ark of the Testimony so that they come up out of the Jordan. Therefore, Joshua commanded the priests, saying, come up out of the Jordan. It happened when the soldiers of the feet of, when, I apologize. It happened when the soles of the feet of the priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant came out of the midst of the Jordan and stepped up onto dry land, the waters of the Jordan River returned to its place and overflowed all its banks like they did before. The people came up out of the Jordan on the 10th day of the first month and camped in Gilgal in the east border of Jericho. In Gilgal, Joshua stacked up the 12 stones they took out of the Jordan. Joshua spoke to the children, which is the people of Israel, saying, when your children shall ask their fathers in the future, what do these stones mean? Then you shall let your children know, saying, Israel came over this Jordan River on dry land. For the Lord your God dried up the rivers of the Jordan in front of you until we all were crossed over, like the Lord your God did in the Red Sea, that he dried up before us until we had completely crossed over on dry land, so all the people of the world might know the hand of the Lord who is mighty. So you might fear and respect the Lord your God forever. The next time I share a podcast, it will be over Joshua 5, verses 1 through 15, and I've titled it, The Males Born Along the Way Are Circumcised. Please share this with others. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us at Relate to the Bible. I look forward to you joining us next time, where you will hear more examples of how you can relate the Bible in ways that are especially meaningful to you.